UN troops in Haiti exchanged gunfire with gang members early Thursday morning. A spokesman with the UN Stabilization Mission in Haiti, Major Anibal Molero, says the clash occurred as peacekeepers went to clear a roadblock.
The roadblock, which was built or made by a school bus that was tipped over in the vicinity of City of Militaire. As we approached, we were shot at by unknown individuals. As a self-defense, we shoot back in precise direction with a precise force that was used against us.
The United Nations has increased its patrols since gang violence late last week in Port-au-Prince, in which more than 20 people were killed and a number of others injured. In an earlier interview with VOA, the communications chief for the UN Stabilization Mission in Haiti, David Wimhurst, expressed deep concern about last week's deadly violence, which came months after the election of René Préval as president.
This is a very disturbing development because it means that the gangs are now back into the business of violence, which they had sort of indicated that they were going to stop doing once the president was elected, and also they're back in the business of kidnapping.
But one resident of Port-au-Prince expressed dissatisfaction at the Brazilian-commanded UN force in Haiti, saying that Haiti does not need, in his words, the Brazilians to continue shooting at them every day. Lisa Ferdinando, VOA News, Miami.